Women's Basketball Hall of Famer Ruth Riley grew up in the northwest Indiana town of Macy. The hamlet was so small, the city limits signs were on the same post. But God smiled upon the young girl, and she sprouted to an incredible 6 foot tall by the time she was age 12. Her skill caught up with her stature, and she wound up with an NCAA championship and 2 WNBA titles. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Sports and Commentary today. My name's Greg Stewart. This is a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show. 41-year-old Ruth Riley is back with me on Sports and Commentary today. So, like I said, you grew up in this small town, little wide spot in the road, kind of southeast of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Tell me about that first recruiting trip. In fact, I think it was the only recruiting trip that a college coach made for you, Notre Dame. You went on to star at Notre Dame. Muffet McGraw, the coach, made her way through the cornfields to find you. What was that recruiting trip like for you?
Yeah, it's a little tricky, right? When you're winding through those back roads in the country, and this is before navigation and Siri, and so you're just trying to explain, you know, you'll see the stop sign, take a right at the big red barn, you go straight, five more, you know, another mile and a half. And I mean, the directions themselves are, you know, difficult. But then also, she got lost on the way out there, and finally was able to. Fortunately, there's so many friendly people out in the country that they can point you in the right direction, and she was able to make it out there. And I just knew, you know, from the moment I met Coach McGraw, the moment I was able to be on campus at Notre Dame, that combination of academics, athletics, and faith were everything that I was looking for. And so it wasn't a hard sell, but I think just the getting to know who she was and, you know, how she's able to finally find me out there to make that happen.
Well, as I mentioned, Ruth, by the time you were 12 years of age, you were 6 feet tall. Talk to me about growing up, kind of towering over your classmates. What was that like for you?
I joke that height was something I've always had growing up. I've always been the tallest person in my class. I mean, it's easy to find in a class photo, you know, the one sticking out in the middle of the back row. But, you know, skill and coordination came much later in life. My mom encouraged us to play sports. So I played a lot of sports. I wasn't very good at them. But, you know, just that, instead of, you know, what could have been a discouraging reality of this expectations for somebody who is tall that should be, you know, some people thought I should be dunking the basketball. Reality was I had struggled making a layup when I was younger. And so, you know, that could have really easily turned into a path of discouragement. But fortunately for me, you know, I love the game, and my mom just instilled in me an incredible work ethic. And the beauty about putting work into anything is you're going to see results. And so, you know, understanding, you know, how to really just take ownership of my development and finding resources that would help, you know, teach me in order to be a better player, and then lifting with the football program, getting stronger, playing with guys. I mean, the only girl, obviously, growing up at that time playing basketball. And so, you know, those challenges made me better, and I think really defined who I, you know, was as a basketball player at that time.
Well, you said that you were very much introverted as a kid. Maybe that's just the stigma of being so tall, but how did you learn to overcome that as the stage got bigger for you in basketball?
I think once you step on the court, it is kind of a safe haven. Everything, you know, goes out the window. You're just locked into the moment. You're there with your teammates. You're trying to execute a game plan. For me, it was more of speaking to the media afterwards, or you know, the attention that I got, but I didn't want to be differentiated from my teammates. And so I think that those things were a learning curve for me to understand how to handle and the demands that started pretty early on in college for, you know, for me with regard to either fans or media was something that I definitely had to learn how to handle.
All right, well, you're 41 years of age now, and you've been around basketball all these years. Take a broad look at the women's basketball game. What do you like? What would you like to see change? Where do you see this game going?
Really excited. The WNBA is celebrating its 25th year, and so I think that that is a celebration in itself, that young girls now don't know a world where there hasn't been professional women's basketball here in the United States. And I do think that what we saw in the women's NCAA tournament, that there is still incredible inequality between men's and women's, and, you know, and that's on every level. So I think there's still a lot of room to grow. I would love to continue to, you know, invest in young girls, keep them engaged in sports, understand, you know, how important, you know, not just the physical aspects of health and fitness, but there's so many things that you can learn through being involved in sport, the intangibles that I think it builds in your character and your life. And so I think on a global scale, though, I think we just have to continue to invest, you know, in young women and girls, and understand that we're not going to see a return on that investment until we put something forward, and we have to be very committed to understanding that, you know, we can't just talk about progress and equality. We have to actually take tangible steps to making that a reality.
Okay, Buckets Hall of Famer Ruth Riley Hunter on Sports and Commentary. Ruth, let's swing over to your personal faith story when we come back. We're out of time for today's show. So let's plan on getting together next time, all right?
Sounds good.